And good morning. Welcome back to Quicksland this morning. We're going to have some fun over about the next 15 minutes or so as we are going to welcome in a real good friend of regional radio, and that'd be Centralia Police Chief Larry Dudgeon. How are you doing this morning, Chief?
Just fine, thank you.
So we need to tell local law enforcement there's no concern with Centralia PD being in the Magic City today, right? You're here at my request?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, why don't you introduce the two officers across the table for me, and then we'll explain what people may be hearing in the background.
I've got Sergeant Tim Cribbs from Centralia Police Department with us this morning, and canine handler officer Brian Delaney, and our newest addition, Ranger.
All right. Mr. Cribbs, tell us, first of all, how'd you get involved in law enforcement?
Well, I actually started back in the late 90s.
You're not that old.
Well.
Yes, he is.
started down at Boone County and then joined Centralia Police Department in 2010.
All right, Brian, how about for you? How'd you get started with the law enforcement?
Well, I actually started right here in Moberly and Randolph County, followed in my father's footsteps. Ron Lane works for the Sheriff's Department. So I graduated from LATC in 2002. Worked at Hamden County and moved my way back north and working with Centralia now.
All right, so you know my old stomping grounds. I was in Lebanon for a while. So what was it like working around the lake like that?
The lake was a lot of fun. It was very busy about 9 months out of the year, and then we had a nice little break for the winter.
So. All right, hey, tell us about what you brought with you today.
Today we have Canine Ranger with us. He's a 18-month-old Belgian Malinois from Hungary. We've spent the last 8 weeks with the Boone County Sheriff's Department and their canine training program. He's certified in narcotics detection, tracking, criminal apprehension, and article search.
Okay, now people may be hearing him in the background and wondering why. When these dogs get out of a vehicle, what do they want to do?
He just wants to go to work. He's either looking for a track to find someone, or wanting to search a vehicle or a building for narcotics, anything like that. So he just wants to go to work, and that's pretty much it. He's a very high-drive dog and wants to work constantly.
All right. He looks like he's got a little Shepherd in him.
Yeah, he's technically a mix, but a little easier just to tell people he's a Belgian Malinois. That's mostly what he is.
Because, boy, those Belgian Malinois, they can jump, can't they?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a roof on his outdoor kennel, otherwise he'd be loose about all the time. So.
All right, Larry, how'd this whole thing get started? Because I know you've been a big proponent of the canine.
Yes. Sergeant Cribbs, some of the others around the squad room, Brian, started lobbying me for this, for Ranger, for a dog. We didn't really have one in the Centralia area. As you might guess, Boone County's dogs, were always busy in the Columbia area. Their dogs were always busy. We just didn't have one in the immediate area. And the more you thought about it, it's a welcome addition to the department.
And really, the community has stepped up and helped out, haven't they?
Oh, my. I'll let Sergeant Cribbs talk about that, but we started a Back the Blue organization. Tim, Brian did. The support's just overwhelming. It never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah, Tim, tell us a little bit about that, because I know you've been involved with it too, haven't you?
Yeah. We started back in August with Centralia Backs the Blue. It's a non-for-profit. And honestly, all of the funds for this dog came from citizens from the Centralia area and other businesses. They have shown overwhelming support for the need of it.
All right, so Brian, have you gotten to go out and do anything, or are you still training?
We've completed our training. We're ready to go to work. The city actually takes possession of the dog this evening, so I figure about 7:30 tonight we'll be actually ready to go to work. So, but yeah, we've completed all of our training. We're ready to go. Just waiting on the final little matter of getting him owned by the city, and we'll be good to go.
Okay, so how does he interact with you and with your family?
He's really a super social dog. He's very friendly. He's extremely loyal to me. A little vocal right now. But he's a great dog. He's a lot of fun. We train quite a bit. He loves to go out and track. He loves to do narcotics work. So he's super social until he gets
trained. Don't worry about that. We love hearing that in the background.
You know, he's a very social dog. Whenever it comes time to work and do the apprehension part of his job, he's outstanding at it, but very social until that point comes. So.
And you mentioned to me coming in here, still a very young dog, too. Mm-hmm. When he matures a little bit, are you hoping to get out and go to civic groups and schools and that kind of thing?
Oh, we'll do that now. Absolutely. As he gets a little older, he'll calm a little bit, but typical of a Malinois, he's going to be high energy most of his career. So.
Okay, tell us about the training. How's that gone for you?
The training's been great. I'm going to give a little shout-out to Deputy Chris Smith at the Boone County Sheriff's Department. He's their canine trainer. We spent the last 8 weeks full-time and about 4 weeks prior to that doing pre-training with him.
He's eyeing me, by the way.
He is. The training's outstanding. Chris has been doing this 20 years almost, working with dogs and training dogs. He's fantastic. It was really cool for me because I got to, whenever we went out to Pennsylvania, we picked up Ranger at Shallow Creek Kennels out there. He knew nothing, absolutely nothing. As I told people, he was a box of rocks. So we taught him everything, and I got to see how we teach the dogs to detect the narcotics and all the different types of narcotics. So all the obedience and everything, we got to work through that. So it's been a very, very cool experience and really enjoyed it.
All right. What do you use as the treat, as the reward for him?
He's actually on a piece of PVC pipe.
Really?
That's his paycheck right now. We've used fire hose as well. But it's kind of funny. Dogs are pretty smart, but at the same time, they're kind of silly.
Ranger.
Because everything that we teach them to do is for a piece of pipe.
And what's really cool is Larry can tell him to do something. He's not going to listen, is he?
No. No.
Why
he's not.
Should the dog be any different than anybody else at the police department?
And, the dog is trained to listen to your voice, though, right?
Yes. It's actually a lot about tone. Other handlers could probably get him to listen pretty well, just because we know how to work with dogs, how to talk to them. But for the Joe Schmo citizen, they tell him to do something, he's probably going to look and be like, mm-hmm, yeah, right.
And by the way, the commands aren't given in English anyway.
No, that's correct.
All right, Tim, how neat is it for you as a Centralia police officer to have this kind of resource available to you?
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. We've had the need for this, and I've seen him work in training. This is going to be absolutely wonderful for Centralia and the area around.
All right. Chief, where do you see the biggest need for this dog? Is this for officer protection? Is this drug detection? Where do you see a big need for it?
Both. I don't know that one's over the other. The drug detection is certainly a
by the way, this is Eric Duick, who's from New York, so, I mean, the dog probably doesn't like people with a weird accent.
I thought I heard a bark. I was pretty sure I did.
I just think it adds a dimension to the department that you, absent a dog, you just can't have. I'm really excited about the program, and again, the public support for this has just been overwhelming.
All right, and the fact that you're not going to have to wait for a canine to get to a particular scene, that's got to be invaluable, isn't it, Chief?
Absolutely invaluable. That's the key right there.
All right, so Tim, you've been at this for and working with Boone County a little bit too. So how many dogs is that going to give us in this general area when you put Boone County with yours?
Boone County has, well, we're going to have about 8 total in the central Missouri region.
All right,
basically.
So Brian, that's good news to pass along, and that's something you want maybe the people who are doing things they shouldn't be doing to know, because this is something they're going to have to contend with, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. In Boone County alone, we'll have 8 patrol dogs, so narcotics and apprehension. We have an additional 2 bomb detection dogs, several search and rescue, and then Audrain County actually went through the same class that I did, and they've got a brand new canine as well. So we're really blessed with the canine training program in Boone County and all the assets it's given to the Central Missouri region.
Okay, I want to ask you something with Eric standing right here. If Eric walked in right where you're standing right now and pretended to take a swing at you, it probably wouldn't be good, would it?
No, it would probably not end very well.
So have you done any of the bite training with the dog, too? Because that when people think canine, that's the first thing they think of, the guy or gal in the big suit running away from the dog.
Yeah, absolutely. We've done a lot of training with that. We're certified through the North American Police Working Dog Association, and that's a big part of that certification is to do the bite work and his obedience during that as well. We have to be able to send the dog down before he gets to the man. Yes. Come off the bite without any corrections. So he's done a lot of work in that, and he does really well with it.
All right, let me ask you. We're going to wrap up here in just a couple minutes. How fast is he? Because that's another thing people may be wondering. I'll tell you what a canine officer told me about 15 years ago after you answer that.
We actually have a treadmill at the training center, and I've seen him get up to about 25 to 30 miles an hour.
Wow. Okay, now a canine officer told me years ago, if you can run 35 miles an hour for a quarter of a mile or a little more, you may have a slight chance of outrunning a dog.
I would say that'd be extremely accurate.
All right, so what's it like when you turn them loose?
Well, I've not been on the receiving end of Ranger here, but I can tell you from the first time that I was in the bite.
Hey.
From the first time I was in the bite suit, it's pretty intimidating the first time you see that jaw open and the teeth being born and launching at you. It's a pretty intimidating situation. So.
All right. Okay, Larry, you were saying, how alert is this dog?
I believe he's looking right at this window that folks can't see that are listening, but he's looking right into that window catching that reflection of himself.
So he thinks he's seeing another dog then. That could be.
No, but I'm not the handler.
All right, so how much training are you doing now, Brian? Do you have to do a lot of ongoing training, don't you?
For the Department of Justice, we have to do 16 hours a month. Being that we're still a new handler and a new dog, we're going just about every week. So, hey, we're getting about 32 hours a month of ongoing training.
All right. Hey, we're going to let you guys get out of here. Tim, Brian, Chief, hey, thank you so much for coming by. This is a great service to the community. And, again, a pat on the back to the Centralia community, too, Larry, right?
Thank you very kindly, and I appreciate all the support from this radio station for Centralia Sports and just the support that you all give Centralia community. It's outstanding. I really appreciate it.
All right, more coming up on Quicksland this morning.